You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Be a good Christian if it wasn't for saints. No. I love saints. I don't know, maybe you can hear a little extra joy in my voice today. We got some good news. People we have known for a long time somehow managed to get taken in by the Jehovah's Witnesses. Their marriage busted up and everything. They've gotten free of that strong delusion. Looks like God's putting their marriage back together. So I'm happy about that. God is awesome. Indeed awesome. Never stop praying. Never stop praying for people. Never stop standing in the gap. We have a good shepherd. And he loves his sheep. And one of them gets lost, he goes after them. And all of us ought to be like that. Or not forget people that get ensnared and taken away from the fold. We need to keep praying. And oh, what joy and rejoicing when God delivers. Hallelujah. But we are thankful to God to be able to encourage saints scattered abroad. We love his saints. And when it comes to faithful people, his saints, those wonderful, redeemed, repentant sinners. This little work of great joy and great tribulation is really privileged to have, I think, an unusually high percentage of his real ones. We get great privilege to minister. And yet, even within this group of probably 90% within this special group of people, probably 90% are in trouble with their Bible reading. Yeah, here I go again. The KJV Holy Bible will keep you from sin, or else sin will keep you from the KJV Holy Bible. It's just that simple. The Holy Bible can and will and has been proven to do that. None of the modern versions, including the best modern Hebrew rooty-tootied one, has been around long enough to make that claim. And if some great messy rabbi with his Hebrew rooty-tootie Bible happens to hear this, I'm just going to say, listen up. You could very easily get so full of religious self-righteous spirits that you will simply not see how much you really are yet sinning. And sadly today, as we've been warned, some may even eventually lead you to deny the Lord who bought you, God forbid. Yet sadly, such things are happening today. Do you know the Holy One of Israel? the one whose name is called the Word of God, the real Yeshua, who is both Creator and Redeemer. Do you know him? I've determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified and the power of his resurrection. Brethren, even you precious saints must be told the truth that the lack of the Word of God in personal life is responsible for the confusion, the frustrations, the bitterness that fills the average personality. And this is the cause for much illness and suffering. Miss Dr. Lawrence, he's a special doctor, but even the doctors don't want to hear that. But I say, get a second opinion from Dr. Yeshua, whose name is called the Word of God, and let me know if he tells you otherwise. Want his phone number? Yeah, it's easy to remember. Never will you ever get a busy signal. And he still makes house calls. His phone number is real simple. Jeremiah 3:33. Jeremiah 33:3, there's his phone number. The KJV Holy Bible is God's answer book for all human problems. Every time that I say it, we get some more letters filled with hate and envy and sorrow and resentment and fear. I know some good doctors who know Dr. Yeshua. Ask about this, and you'll receive the truth that those five emotions cause at least 60% of all illness. Hate, envy, sorrow, resentment, and fear. Those five, hate, envy, sorrow, resentment, and fear, cause at least 60% of all illness, all physical infirmity. Those five emotions, hate, envy, sorrow, resentment, and fear. And being a KJV Holy Bible reader is the sure, time-proven cure. The KJV Holy Bible is God's answer book. How many times does God have to tell us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God? That's how men live. God said so, by every word of God. So little is known about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is one thing I do know, that the KJV Holy Bible is not being used as God intended to defeat sin and the devil now in our daily living on earth. The Word of God is the believer's weapon against the devil. In deliverance, I have even used it as a literal sword, which only worked that way because there was enough of that same word in me that brought the necessary submission to God that causes the devils to tremble and flee. The KJV Holy Bible, yes. Anybody who has really studied on the subject in order to be approved unto God rather than approved by some group. Anybody that has truly studied the subject to be approved unto God knows that in English, the Holy Bible means KJV only. That's why I like to call it King Jesus Version. Know it. Use it. Continue in it. Reading it through. To be free, if you want to be free. If you want to get unconfused. Of the 1 hour that the average American reads in the typical American's day, there is no Bible reading time. Zero, zip, nada. No Bible reading time in the typical day of the average American. In that daily reading time of the average American, there is no Bible reading time. Now, does that make you feel better about your Bible reading? That statistic, does that make you feel better? What a sad, sorry shame if it does. Many uppity saints. Have you ever run across an uppity saint? They're rough. Thank God for them. God loves them. We better too. But many uppity saints are shocked when I ask the simple question, have you ever read even one time, read the KJV Holy Bible the way God said to read it, every word in order, in context, precept upon precept, line upon line, everywhere, straight through, the way God said, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 in the KJV Holy Bible? They find quickly that the Holy Spirit of truth who prompted the question does not allow me to be impressed with the spirituality which is not founded upon the more sure word of God. And the saints that genuinely love the word of God. Patrick Henry, on his deathbed, referring to the KJV Holy Bible, said, "Here is a book worth more than all others that were ever printed. Yet it is my misfortune never to have found time to read it." Suggesting that people become Bible readers is something you just cannot expect me to stop doing. Because I love you. You can mark it down that suggesting that you become a Bible reader will not stop. And I say that with full knowledge that I am privileged of God to write to one of the most Bible-hungry, elite groups of saints, very elect saints, in a worldwide audience that exists today. I really believe that. People that study these things tell us that a reading speed of 200 words a minute is poor reading. That 250 words a minute is a good reading speed. And 400 words a minute is excellent. However, I sure do not understand how some people think that they can speed read the KJV Holy Bible. I just don't understand that. But the majority who read less than 200 words a minute will find the mind wanders off to other things. For whatever considerations that I may suggest to you from now on, I will try to base these things upon the slowest rate, 200 words a minute. This 200 words a minute is not reading, but a slow speed. It really is. And this 200 words a minute is not a suggestion to help you stop dragging your reading through the Bible. That's what it is. To tell you this is slow and give you some of these facts and statistics based on 200 words a minute is not a suggestion to help you stop dragging your reading through the Bible. No. You can read too fast and you can read too slow. And by far, the greater percentage of Bible readers read much too slow. But at the same time, you cannot effectively speed read the KJV Holy Bible. Reading too slow is a bad habit because you will lose interest and you'll quit reading your Bible through. Slow reading is really perhaps the main way that so many people do not ever read the Bible through in their whole Christian life. And the pastor that's not using a KJV Holy Bible should be ashamed. I'll just say that. Any pastor that is not using the KJV Holy Bible ought to be ashamed. The pastor who does not make his 2, 5, 10, 20-year-old Christians ashamed of not being a Bible reader should be ashamed. Do you realize that when you read the Bible at 200 words a minute, typically about 10 verses a minute, for 1 hour a day, you'll read the Bible through in 2 months or six times a year. Yeah. Does that surprise you? When you read the Bible at 200 words a minute, and that's slow reading, for just a half hour, just 30 minutes every day, you'll read the Bible through in 4 months or three times a year. Are you still surprised? The majority of Bible books, 44 out of the 66, are small books and can be read through each one of the 44 in 30 minutes or less. If two small books are read in 1 hour each day, two-thirds of the entire Bible is read through in only 22 days. If the remaining 22 longer books are read through one a day, the entire Bible can be read through in 44 days or 6 weeks and 2 days. That's 8 times through yearly. Yes, you probably see where I'm going with this. Shame on us all. Huh? Yeah, that's where I'm going with this. Shame on us all. For indeed, it's a matter of priorities. Here we call ourselves Christians or Messianic believers, and we wonder why the devil hammers us, and we wonder why our faith seems so weak. I want to encourage you to get on some Bible reading schedule and be a disciple. We are to make disciples, and you cannot make disciples unless you are a disciple. A disciple is a disciplined one, and that's why Jim is internationally outrageous, because he speaks KJV English, and he professes KJV English to be all that I know to do, to live, to commend, and to recommend. In this Antichrist world of great apostasy, even so-called Christians consider that outrageous and are looking for something more religious. And I tell you with all holy boldness, nothing works as well for true spirituality and true spiritual growth as does reading the KJV Holy Bible every day, or at least reading every word once per year. Yes, I know. I know it by the Spirit. All the way over here, you do not really like being loved with this level of truth. Should we go on, or maybe we better let this be enough love for one day? The Bible reading schedule on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website is a very light, minimum schedule. But it is tried and true, and it's been proven to work wonders in any and every church that has ever employed it over the last 25, 30 years, whether that church has only got 2 people in it or 2,000. And that Bible schedule will print out in 4 pages, 2 if you print it front and back. And the Bible reading schedule is a light or minimum Bible reading schedule. And there's many Bible reading schedules out there. And from what I've seen, they're all pretty light duty. With a half hour of slow reading speed, we'll take you through the whole Bible in a year. And it would be good to perhaps consider having this schedule plus another, maybe for morning and evening reading schedule. But the key is to be a disciple. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, that can cause one to grow and maintain spiritual growth such as to be a Bible reader. Why? It's simple. It's the highest form of intelligent prayer. God wants fellowship with us. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe. I don't understand it. The why of that one, though, it's true. But it's way beyond my understanding why he wants fellowship with us. But he says so clearly in what David said in Psalm number 8. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? If David and Paul couldn't understand it, I'm at total peace telling you that though I know it's true, I don't expect to know why it's true on this side of glory. We're to pray without ceasing. And God is never too busy. And when we pray, we talk to God. And when we read His Word, He finally gets a chance to talk to us. What can we tell Him that He doesn't already know? And what can He tell us that we need to know? Right answers to those two simple questions should give you the understanding of why being a Bible reader is what it takes to be a disciple, and what it takes to be a truly spiritual man or a spiritual woman. Truly spiritual. I'm glad you have an unction. I'll tell you, I could sing it. I'm so glad about you having an unction. You want to sing it with me, Betty? I'm glad you have an unction from the Holy One. I'm glad you have an unction and you know all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Betty. I needed that. Glory to God. But I am. I'm glad you have an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. Hallelujah. I am glad. Few things more bless my soul than when I hear people who have committed to and are diligent disciples to be on their way to become true disciples. And there's no more sure mark of the true disciple than that of being a KJV, Holy Bible reader, who reads every day on a disciplined basis. And the first time through should be as the Lord said, every word in order, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Precept upon precept, line upon line, before you hear a little, there a little. And if somehow you've been beguiled, and maybe even gotten a Hebrew rooty-tooty Bible, then take a fresh start. Get you the, yes, the very definite article. Get you the KJV Holy Bible and start again reading every word the way God said. And if some slick dummy has gotten you to use any other profane Bible, get a KJV Holy Bible. If you can still find one, start at Genesis 1:1 and just claim the promise of James 1:5 and Proverbs 1:2-3. And that makes it as simple as 1:2-3. Take a fresh start and see how God is pouring out His Spirit upon His disciples in these glorious last days. Do not be religious. Be a disciple. Be a disciplined one. Please God by giving Him a chance to talk to you the way He has told us that He wants to talk to us. And then see what happens. You simply got everything to gain and nothing to lose. If you do that, you got everything to gain and nothing to lose. And if you do not have a giant print KJV reading Bible, try to find one without notes or commentaries. You don't need to hear from the commentators. You need to hear from the Holy Ghost. Just a basic giant print KJV Holy Bible. You could even print out a loose leaf KJV Holy Bible from the plain text KJV Holy Bible right off the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website or from the CD. Makes one great Bible. Large print on one side and blank page on the back of the previous page. Gives you space to write down a lot of what God might tell you. Directly from the one whose name is called the Word of God by the Holy Spirit of Truth. I always leave home without any credit cards. I think there's even a commercial, don't leave home without it. I always leave home without any credit cards. I never leave home with a credit card. But it's scary to leave home without a Bible, or at least a New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs. If you have a good giant print reader Bible, try to keep it with you all the time. And most who have not tried carrying a great big old horse choker Bible around are astonished at what a great witnessing tool it is. Yeah, soon it's going to be illegal. But many places, it's not yet illegal today. Try in Saudi Arabia, they'll chop your head off. Sure, some people may laugh at you, and then maybe you could hear the Lord say Matthew 5, 11, and 12 to you. If you have your reader Bible with you, then you can redeem the time. You can read in spare moments or while waiting in some line or some waiting room. Hundreds of otherwise lost hours can be redeemed by reading the Word continually. I've done this for years, and it's been a big help to me. Be sure to have a good concordance. By the way, using your internet browser on that plain text KJV Holy Bible on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website, you just use Control F. If you speak KJV English, that makes for a great concordance, lightning fast. And it'll search an individual word, a root of a word, or a phrase to narrow the search. You can't beat that. Control F for a good concordance. And study Bibles are okay, but do not read from your study Bible. No. One of the things we all need to learn is to stop trying to mix reading and study, okay? Reading through the Bible is on a schedule. Reading a set number of pages each day to finish at a set date is the most important tangible way to be a disciple and to really grow strong and to stay strong spiritually. The study can be slow. You can mull over the scriptures as much as you like. You can mark verses, and that's biblical too. We just had that in Jeremiah the other day. Mark his words. It's right to mark up your Bible, but not while reading in that reading hour of your day. I think many good and faithful ministers of the gospel throughout history before this great apostasy may have had a testimony. It goes something like this. When I read the KJV Holy Bible, God talks to me. And when I study, I'm prepared to talk to others. I hope you can see why this distinction in order is important. And really, we ought not forget that. In these days of such great apostasy, it may sound very strange to the majority who might profess to be Christians. Daily Bible reading, a set number of pages daily, should be done while you're alone. God talks to you when you read His Word. And do not share your reading time with anyone but God. You're not having devotions. You're being a disciple, which is a Bible reader. That's what a disciple is. And the more you understand this, the more you will see how true it really is, regardless of what Rabbi so-and-so or Teacher Poobah may say. Prayer. Prayer. We should be chattering with God whenever we can get away with it. And He really does delight to hear from us. Again, no, I'm certainly not saying I understand it. I do not understand why, but he does really delight to hear from us. He does. Hallelujah. It's true. I know it's true. And it's good proof that God is love. That's the best I can come up with is understanding why. God is love. That's why. That's why. And Bible study is different, really, than Bible reading. We probably all have read articles and books on Bible reading only to find out that the author falls into the old trap. He talks five sentences on reading the Bible and probably about 50 on study. And this is wrong. Most of them, bless their hearts, do not even realize that they've fallen into that trap and not telling the truth when they said they were talking about reading the Bible. But really, it was something else, perhaps study or devotion, but it wasn't reading. It really is important not to run or mix reading and studying together because they really don't mix. And everybody has a tendency, I think. And we all tend to go overboard on study and neglect reading. We need to do all three: reading, prayer, and devotion, and study. And disciples need all three. And I'll tell you where 99% from the pulpit to the back door fail is in that reading part. And because of that, everything else suffers. Remember, when we pray, we talk to God. When we read, then God finally gets a chance to talk to us. And when we study, in reality, we're preparing to talk to others. Brethren, how can anyone presume to rightly divide the word of truth without having read it the way the author has put it together? You know, some of these things are simple. It should be obvious to us. All I know to do is pity those who are too proud and vain not to even be able to see what's wrong with the very idea of different Bibles. The child of God, we are to be priests and kings unto God. The duty of the priest is to separate the holy from the profane. How sad does it get when a priest does not discern the difference between holy and profane Bibles? Welcome to the great falling away from the faith. Brethren, college teachers generally are told that they are not prepared to teach any textbook until you've read it several times through. How are you going to study or teach any book that you have not read? Let us read the Bible through the way God said. Start today. You're still breathing. It's not too late. Some of you might be saying, now there you go again, Jim. But I tell you that Yeshua rebuked the Pharisees twice. And he rebuked the Sadducees twice. And he rebuked the scribes for not reading the Bible. Jesus repeats the question many times. Have you not read? Have you not read? The one whose name is called the Word of God does not waste his words. No way could anyone say he was ever known to be much given to idle chatter. Can you have ears to hear? Have you not read? Have you not read in the law? Have you not read? Have you not read? Did you never read? Have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God? Have you never read? Have you not read the scripture? Have you not read in the book of Moses? Have you not read so much as this? That's how many times Jesus asked that question. Yeah, Now, you weren't listening to a broken record. Those are words of the Lord. Those are all red letter words. Brethren, even Ken, who's blind, and even if he's got so much noise ringing in his ear, ought to be able to get the message. And there's a second part of it. How readest thou? What is written in the law? How readest thou? What an important question the Lord asks us in Luke 10:26. How readest thou? So how do we read the scriptures? Do we hunger to know what God said? Or do we have some preacher or teacher that we have put in a higher position? Some have said the entire KJV Holy Bible could be read through in 80 hours at the slow reading speed. How many people who have enough integrity to admit that they have never even one time read through the KJV Holy Bible may not think that's true? But I'll tell you what, it is true. And I hope you can understand from this truth how successful the enemy of our souls has been in stopping us from being a problem to the devil and his Antichrist minions. When we do not know what God said in context by reading it with our own eyes and hearing it by His Holy Spirit of truth, we're pretty powerless Christians and pretty poor excuses for disciples. George Miller, he was a great man of faith. And he read through the Bible every 90 days, four times a year, for 25 years. When George Miller made that particular fact of his life known, he said, "And because of that, I'm a happy, happy, happy man." In his writings, he tells of some problems that came up in early morning prayer hours. He decided to read the Bible first each day. His regular prayer time followed, and the problems vanished. In reading the Bible, one must exercise self-discipline. If I skip several days, I'm usually in trouble. But Sabbath is always a great time for getting such failings fixed. Leonard Ravenhill wrote of a doctor's son who was placed in the state hospital in White Plains, New York. And he requested a Bible and read it through 40 times in 6 months. 40 times in 6 months. Brethren, that is reading the Bible Genesis to Revelation every 4 to 5 days. I heard of a number of blind people testify that is all the time that it takes, about 4 to 5 days, to listen to the whole Bible on tape or CD. And I do believe that unless we are blind, we should read, that we might know the Holy Spirit's voice rather than Alexander Scorby's voice. However, going to sleep listening to Scorby, or better yet, a reading on tape of your own voice, yeah, carefully, from the KJV Holy Bible is a great way to go to sleep and cure any insomnia problem. We all need God's Word. And we will be without excuse on the day of judgment. Brethren, will you accept the factual experience of so many who have read the Bible through repeatedly over and over? Can you accept the facts of reading in the right spirit and read your Bible through for yourself several times over? I do not know of anyone who has done that and not testified that it was a great blessing. It's a shame how easily the devil seems to be able to stop people and cause them to fail to read the KJV Holy Bible all the way through the way God said to read it. So, how readest thou? Jesus asked that question. How readest thou? How do you read? Once in a while, hit or miss. Wherever the Bible falls open, only when I'm in trouble or during a storm or a death of a loved one. Just morning devotions with the family and a few verses from the Bible. Reading only the Sunday school lesson. Reading a devotional guide instead of the Bible with its tiny little verse or two of Bible text. Most of them nowadays are not even Holy Bible verses. Struggle through the Bible once a year. Maybe a psalm a day. Maybe a psalm and a proverb a day. Maybe some part of a favorite chapter. So, how readest thou? How readest thou? We all should understand that every time Jesus spoke of reading, it was 100% always in reference to the Scriptures. No Talmud, no writings of the rabbis, no Apocrypha, no commentators of the great rabbis, no commentaries of the commentators, only the Scriptures. Scriptures only. And some might laugh and mock, but not the KJV. And to that, I would simply say you should be ashamed. I will flat guarantee that if any such mocker could make it to glory, that Paul would testify that Paul would have traded all the writings to which Paul ever had access for one of our KJV giant print Holy Bibles. We still know that every time Jesus referred to reading, it was only in relation to reading the Scriptures. Yeshua never made reference to any other reading in his ministry. And brethren, there simply is no reason to think that you can read the Bible through once and get its meaning. Now, you should do it, just so that the promise of John 14:26 is yours, part of your being. I mean, you ought to do it for that reason, if no other. But there simply is no reason for any of us to think that we can read the Bible through once and get its meaning. And that's why the Word of God says we know in part and we prophesy in part. That should be all the reason we need. Yes, again, today, start over again, especially if the first time through the Bible is fresh in your mind, and read the Bible over and over again. Until the Bible becomes part of our personality. Brethren, the KJV Holy Bible has the solution to every problem under the sun. To suppose that reading little bits here and there will ever give a proper knowledge of the Bible is unwise, unlearned, and indicates instability. If it were not so sad, it would be laughable how otherwise brilliant people can possibly fail to see such profound, simple bedrock truth. It's mind-boggling, especially with the modern technologies and the modern archaeological discoveries daily proving the accuracy of the explicit truth of the KJV Holy Bible. In these last days, it's foolish and unlearned not to know that the KJV Holy Bible is the only Bible, the only Holy Bible in the King's English. Yeah, King Yeshua, Melech Yeshua's English. Yeah, the KJV Holy Bible is the only Holy Bible in the King's English. God's people who have studied to show themselves approved unto God on the subject are thankful to God to know that we have the Word of God, that we have the Word of God in the King's English. We need to make this Word of God be in us. And we should know that the KJV Holy Bible gets into us in only one of two ways. The ear gate by hearing, the Bible preached and proclaims, or it comes by the eye gate by reading the Bible for ourselves. And there are different ways of reading, line upon line, precept upon precept, or here a little, there a little. Brethren, we need to read the KJV Holy Bible through. The Holy Bible is the book of books. D.L. Moody once wrote of how in 1 week he had read the book of Ephesians 93 times through. That's 13 times daily for a week. And then he preached. He said he preached without notes under the strongest anointing I've ever felt in a single service in my entire life. Reading the Bible and the books of the Bible through cannot be overstated in its importance to being disciples and becoming spiritually mature. When you find people genuinely overflowing in the power of the Word, you will find a common denominator. They have read the KJV Holy Bible through the way God said. Yeah. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Being full of the power of the Word of God comes from reading the books of the KJV Holy Bible over and over. Brethren, do not fail to miss the importance and power in reading the whole book of the Bible. And know also that there is a common denominator of every backslider that ever backslid. They left off reading the KJV Holy Bible. Brethren, we know the time is short. However, if you have not done so recently, or if you have never done so, start now. Find a good KJV Holy Bible, large or giant print, not a study Bible or a commentator Bible. Read it the way God said to read it. Read it line upon line, precept upon precept, straight through Genesis to Revelation at least twice, and then get another yearly Bible reading schedule like the one that we have on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation. Any reading schedule is fine. But use it for a half hour reading in the morning and the other one for a half hour reading in the evening. Jesus said, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest thou not watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. God will be honored by your diligently seeking him in a right way, the way he said. You will be blessed. You will know spiritual growth that you may not have had in a long time. Be a disciple. Be disciplined in the Word. If one will ever come into a knowledge of the Bible, it must be first a knowledge of Bible books, every book in the Bible, because the Holy Spirit was superintendent on the KJV Holy Bible Project to give us the Holy Bible, very definite article, in the King's English, King Jesus. The holy men, inspired by the Holy Ghost, wrote the Bible by books. And the Bible is a divine library of 66 books for all of us to read and to know and to obey to be free. The trips through the KJV Holy Bible book by book give you an in-context, broad view of the whole Word of God. And without this overall view of the Bible, you will never quite know where you are in the separate books. The quickest, most sure, and most enjoyable foundation in the total Bible is to read it through and then get on a schedule And do not let someone trick you with the use of profane Bibles, even if they're Hebrew rooty-tootied profane Bibles. Stay with the old path, the one that we know is the more sure Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, not by hearing alternate renderings. Read the book continually without reference to chapters and verses. Read it repeatedly until you know the outline, theme, and general purpose of the book. Read it only at first without reference to commentaries or helps. Read it relying on the Holy Spirit who authored it through inspired men and will enlighten the words on its pages to your understanding. Read it until your spirit bows in adoration and worship before God. Let its message search you through and through until you become one with its precepts. And this requires discipline and hard work, but the rewards are beyond measure. Knowing what I know now, I almost cringe and thank God for His mercy and grace regarding the way that I used to read the Bible, hop, skip, and jump. The short fuse for Bible correctors. You know I've got a short fuse for Bible correctors and textual critics. It's justified. I think it's justified in the love of God. It's sad how many people never grow or go beyond a few familiar passages. And there's a good reason to advise them to read the Bible through. God said so. Get the context. Things taken out of context can become pretext for anything. Humans are capable of rationalizing anything. Do not read a few chapters in the Old Testament and a few chapters in the New Testament. If you read the Bible just a little from the Old Testament, a little from the New Testament, you'll remain ignorant of the plan and purpose of God openly shown in the Bible. Leave the books of the Bible in the place where God has seen fit to put them. And remember also that the chapters and verses are not actually part of the Bible. They should not be allowed to interrupt the reading of the Scriptures. Most say that chapter divisions are attributed to Stephen Langton, the Archbishop of Canterbury in England, and the verse divisions of the Old Testament by Rabbi Nathan in about 1148, and the New Testament verse by printer in Paris, Robert Stephanus. A great way to read through the Bible is reading the KJV Holy Bible through on a schedule of pages. It really is simple. And a very good way to be a disciplined disciple. Proverbs 7:15, therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face. I have found thee. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Our faith, if it will stand, ultimately will be based upon knowing that God said so. That faith, which is based upon God's integrity, will stand. The faith, which has a basis of any other form of godliness, simply will not stand. We really want to get down to the nuts and bolts of why reading the KJV Holy Bible through is such a vital part of being a disciple. If you will grow spiritually, Bible reading requires four things: purpose, plan, schedule, and a record. Our purpose is to know God and His Word better. Our plan is to read the entire Bible through in a set number of pages. And our schedule is set up for reading a set number of pages, not chapters, each and every day, to finish on a scheduled set day. So very many people who set out to read the KJV Holy Bible through and failed when I asked them if they made any sort of record as they were reading through. And I really do not remember any who failed to read the KJV Holy Bible through that had done that little thing of keeping a record. I do therefore recommend that if you have started this and not finished, that this time you make a record. Our keeping of a record of times read through the Bible, goals in Bible reading through, and marking a calendar each day when the set number of pages are read, amazingly cuts off many ways the devil stops people from reading through. Why do so many people fail to read the Bible through? Because reading is a habit, which is a very underdeveloped habit in most individuals who have grown up in an age of TV and profane Bibles, not to mention computers. Today, most college graduates are not good readers. The secret is practice and more practice. Have a certain time to read each day, convenient to your life, and stick to it. Never skip a single day. And if you do, Sabbath is great for catch-up. It takes 30 days to establish a better reading habit, pushing and practicing every day. Sorry to say, most people will not continue and thus fail to get out of the rut of old reading habits formed years ago. Many think they have to read slow to get it. The truth is that they read slow because they have never tried to read any other way. You're not going to understand it all. None of us can. We are doing this because God said so, and that we may have a reason to believe that we may know the context of the Word of God, and be able to rightly divide the Word of truth. We also can then lay hold as our own the great promise of John 14:26, and He would bring all things. Yes, that is one great promise, that the Holy Spirit would bring all things to our remembrance whatsoever He has said. That's important and something that will make a difference 100 years from now. Will I understand and remember what I read every day? No. When reading the Bible, you have the Holy Spirit as your guide and teacher. When you read the Bible through, enjoy what you understand, knowing that the Holy Spirit will reveal new truths as you continue reading. The Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance what you read and know is in the Bible. But you must put things in the mind that can be recalled by the Spirit. What about those genealogies, those impossible to pronounce long lists of names? There really are not that many lists in the Bible. If all the lists of names were in one section of the Bible, they could easily be read in less than an hour. The names in the Old Testament are important because they show us the line by which Christ came to be our Savior. Would you stay off the interstate highway on a coast-to-coast trip just because of a few miles of rough road? The same is true of those few rough word sections of the KJV Holy Bible. There are times reading through the Bible when you will speed up a bit, and there are times when it will be best to slow down a bit. We only remember 20% of what we read, and that is the reason for repeated readings through the Bible. No matter what your study method, always be reading your Bible through. We read it all so we will know what part we need to return to for the purpose of study. My favorite KJV giant print Bible has 1,918 pages from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. That means reading 5 1/4 pages, I would be through in less than a year. If I read 11 pages, I would be through in less than 6 months. And if I read 22 pages, I would be through in 3 months. The key is being a disciple, a disciplined one, with a purpose, a plan, a schedule, and yes, especially if you failed at this before, a record. No one is asking anyone to follow any certain schedule. You make the choice honestly. But if you don't follow a schedule in Bible reading, the chances are slim that you will ever read the Bible through. The devil and circumstances will see to that. Without discipline and determination, you will never read your Bible through. How often should you read the Bible through? The Word of God still will stand 1,000 readings, and the Word of God will be standing when everything else falls. The disciple who has the most disciplined trips through will have the greater likelihood of standing when this world is through. It's completely up to you. Make the fairest and best decision that you can for the best in eternity. The book will be there when you arrive. How will you really feel, glad or sad, at the sight of the world's most wonderful and only inspired living book? Here are some things that may help you with your reading. It's a good idea to sometimes slow down and sometimes speed up and read phrases and even paragraphs, but do not read one word at a time. Above all, read with purpose. There are four purposes as you read, and they are for information, new ideas, wisdom, and comfort. Concentration on what you're reading is important. You can read too slow, just like too fast. You remember only 20% of what you read, regardless of slow or fast reading. Skim names and small details, knowing that the big things will bring the little ones into memory and focus. Just do it, and you'll see it to be true. Find and follow the main thought. You are reading, and that is not memorizing. But in fruitful reading, we are using our memory. It's like when you hear someone give a presentation and you later tell a friend what he said. You, from your memory, you report what you remembered he said. And not too many would be able to report what we heard in a long speech word for word, because that's the way we talk. It should also be the way we read. Just get started, and you'll see that it does work. So, how do we find time to read? Most will find some of these things make a big difference in finding the time to read. But spending less time talking. It's also helpful to carry the KJV Holy Bible until it's against the law, which may be sooner than we think. Try waking up 15 minutes early to read, and then see if you can make it 30 minutes earlier. Keeping the book with you at all times is important. It really is amazing in terms of redeeming the time, as we can read while we're waiting. Most are surprised by how much time we spend waiting that could be redeemed time well spent. Don't forget that reading is a habit. If we obey Jesus, we will read the Bible through, because Jesus was very obviously concerned about Bible reading in his day. Some read only the New Testament, but the Bible is one book, God's book of books. And if all references in the New Testament to the Old Testament were removed, you would have only a few chapters left. I will tell you truths that you will not know until you read the KJV Holy Bible through, that nobody really fully understands and enjoys the New Testament who does not read and know the Old Testament as well. In fact, Jesus made a special point of that fact and truth in the last two verses of John chapter 5. Be determined to read the whole Bible several times a year, all the way through. You do not want to speed read the KJV Holy Bible, but everyone should practice to be a better reader and should obey certain rules of reading. No matter the speed that you read, we only remember 20%. So you are really not done when you've read the Bible through. It's good to always be reading the Bible through. Child of God, you have been made a king unto God. And that should tell us something of the why and the benefits of continual Bible reading. Deuteronomy 17, verses 18 through 20. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of the which is before the priests and Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. The king is told that he needs the book in verse 18. It shall be with him always, according to verse 19. Why? Again, in verse 19, the Word of God says, he shall read therein all the days of his life. Some of the blessings of reading a KJV Holy Bible on a disciplined basis every day are that one will learn to fear the Lord. We will know what laws to keep and not get jerked about by every new rabbi with all their new winds of doctrine. And we'll be able to quickly discern, and we will know when the false teacher's doctrines are not sound. And we will be kept truly humble before the Lord and not just have a false humility that tries to impress the church folk. By reading every day as a disciple, we will be established. And only the Lord and not some wolf will turn us. And that will be the way to remain as a child in a continual state of growth, to know we will continue in his kingdom. Our mind needs the Word of God, or we simply will not live. Every Word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in him. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the Lord said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Brethren, he hath made us kings and priests unto God. So, fellow king, take it to heart and be enabled to speak the King's English of the KJV Holy Bible. And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests and Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Saul was a king in Israel, the first one. Look at what happened to him. We remember that Saul refused to have a copy of the book. Saul did not read daily through the book. And we see how Saul's life was confused, unstable, with mental illness, bitterness, hatred, and envy. He had a murderous envy of even such a faithful, good servant as David. Saul's conduct was outlandish. That one example of Israel's first king should be a warning enough to every one of us kings. Do not neglect to read daily through and know God's word. Just 1 hour. Daily reading of the Bible through, with purpose, plan, schedule, and record. This does not hinder prayer and study time. All three are necessary. Read, pray, and study are separate and different. Bible reading, though, has suffered most in the past, and it really is the cause of so many falling for the many snares of the devil and the wolves in sheep's clothing. There should be a balance between reading and praying and study. No matter what you have been doing, you would be wise to make room for KJV Holy Bible reading in your daily schedule of things, that you may think, speak, and do the King's English. Be sure to have a purpose, a plan, a schedule, and keep a record. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.